ABC Radio Australia.
Doctors in Australia and the Pacific say that training done remotely via online video calls could be the future of healthcare in the region. There's huge momentum behind the idea after limited travel and a lack of resources because of the pandemic prompted an Australian doctor to set up webinars teaching health workers in Fiji how to treat COVID-19 patients. Dr. Myling Perman got her second COVID vaccine in June this year, just as Fiji's COVID cases were swelling to over 300 a day. Despite being fully vaxxed and following healthcare protocols to remain safe, just a month later, she caught the virus.
I have a helper, and she went and visited her family, and then she came down with the COVID-19. I have two kids. Because she came down, the rest of us came down with it, even though I've been very careful.
But because she was double-dosed with AstraZeneca, her symptoms were mild and she and her family made a full recovery.
COVID-19 is real and is very scary. I think it's clear that vaccination is the way forward.
However, not everyone in the country has been so fortunate. The Delta variant that has swept through since April has infected more than 47,000 people and killed more than 500. And the healthcare system has struggled. Australian Dr. Chris Hare watched this unfold from his home in Geelong and wanted to help, so he organised virtual COVID-19 training sessions for the doctors in Fiji.
In the COVID-19 pandemic, the medical side in Fiji particularly have greatly benefited from being in attendance at our COVID-19 discussion forums, from knowing how to turn a patient who's not being able to breathe very well with COVID to who to select to go onto a ventilator in their limited resources, to being able to be updated with what's coming with medications and vaccines.
Dr. Hare has been travelling to Fiji for the last decade to train doctors in gastroenterology and endoscopy, a procedure that lets physicians see inside the body with a small camera without having to use surgery. He started organising online webinars for endoscopic training back in 2016 as a volunteer with the Australian and New Zealand Gastroenterology International Training Association. But he realised the sessions could be repurposed to help with the pandemic. In Fiji, Dr. Perman says it's made a huge difference.
We've had sessions where the doctors from the main hospital here in Suva would present a case, that might be COVID-related or vaccine-related, and, we discuss and, apply as we move through the time, Having these sessions really help improve knowledge and help filter out all this misinformation that's out there.
While the virus is now largely contained on Fiji's main island of Viti Levu, it has now spread to the outer islands and more remote areas like Kandavu. Dr. Hare believes this online training is what can help communities like that survive.
We've got no choice in the Pacific, and to provide, and to care for each other and educate each other and mentor each other, we have to use that technology. But more so, it's been about continuity of relationships, avoiding isolation and burnout from medical isolation particularly.
While the threat of COVID is urgent in Fiji, more than 5,000 kilometres northwest in Palau, it's a different story, where more than 80% of the population have now been vaccinated, but their healthcare system is still being affected by the pandemic. Dr. Myra Adelby-Fraser is the only doctor who specialises in internal medicine for an island with more than 18,000 people.
Prior to initiating the service in Palau, a lot of our patients, for example, who would present with gastrointestinal bleed that would need an endoscopy ended up being referred off island. Especially now, more so during the pandemic, it is very difficult to refer patients off island. It's quite difficult for small islands because we have to, I don't like to use the word, but we have to prioritize who gets to go off.
And she says it's a lot for one doctor to handle.
Sometimes we do feel a bit isolated, especially we don't have any consultants on island or subspecialists to turn to. So it can be quite isolating. It's very challenging.
Dr. Myra, along with Dr. Chris Hare, are developing an online mentoring and training system that would enable overseas doctors to virtually assist Pacific healthcare workers as they perform procedures in real time.
I will be doing live endoscopies through a system that can provide a live feedback to consultants such as Dr. Chris Hare. Him and our other mentors could actually give me feedback. It reminds me of setting up maybe a video game or a Switch, and then you're sort of live streaming your game.
She says it would be a game changer for remote doctors like herself.
In the past year, we haven't really had any regular specialists coming in to help us with some challenging cases. So in the event that we do face a difficult case and we cannot transfer them off island, at least I can have virtual means of talking with a consultant and they can talk me through how to do the procedures on these patients.
It's a program that does rely on stable internet in a region known for frequent connectivity issues. But Dr. Myra believes that for Palau, at least, that wouldn't be an issue.
We've had upgrades. We're using fiber optics at the moment, so we have really good internet. I mean, we're able to stream to watch Netflix, so that's okay.
And back in Fiji, Dr. Myling Perman says the program would also help their healthcare workers, especially in a future beyond the pandemic.
We know traveling is not going to be the same anymore. So I think this would be the way forward in a lot of medical educational activities and support in health services or health care.